Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. The Bible is full of wonderful references that compare us to the heavenly garden with God as the gardener. One such reference is found in John 15, verses 1 through 2. It states, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful." The pruning is what we have the most difficulty with. Sometimes we are going right along, doing what God called us to, and all of a sudden, things are not as smooth as they had been. Maybe the direction changed. Maybe we are put on a shelf. Maybe what we thought was up is really down, and what we thought was first is really last. The rug has been yanked out from right under our feet, and our perspectives get turned around. Our priorities get discombobulated, and we find ourselves on our knees asking, "Why?" Recently, I decided to try my hand at food preservation by canning and pressure canning. I had dehydrated food before and was familiar with that process, and freezing is a breeze. But canning had a mystery to it. It was something that your grandmother did. It was a form of preservation used basically by those in rural areas, in farms, or you may have heard stories of someone entering a jam contest and they entered their strawberry jam at their local county fair. Well, I went out and bought all the right canning supplies and soon found out that there are a lot of things you need a pressure cooker for. Well, after the usual go to others first syndrome, from which I received a lot of speculative looks, and then the usual warnings about pressure cookers blowing up and all the horror stories as to why I shouldn't do it, I finally clung to the verse that says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." I had put in a larger garden this year, and I wanted to preserve my vegetables and fruits, and if that wasn't incentive enough, I went to the produce section of my supermarket and got sticker shock. One small green pepper, 65 cents. In another store, it was a dollar. Hey, I don't know about you, but I can buy a plant for a dollar or less and get a lot of green peppers. Well, to spur me along, I received a call from a friend of mine saying that a bushel of green beans was available to me at a more than reasonable price. So I went for it. Well, when I opened up the bushel, I realized one thing. There are a lot of green beans in a bushel. I got out my trusty canning book and went, "Uh-oh, I would need to pressure can these." I had gotten a used canner from a friend who had picked it up at a local thrift shop, but being a canning newbie, I didn't realize that the most important part, the regulator, was missing. Similar to the Holy Spirit in our lives, don't you think? Well, the regulator is what holds the pressure in so it can build up. So here I was at 9 o'clock at night with 6 pints of beans in the canner and no pressure. I raced over to Walmart and bought a new one, read the instructions, and proceeded to pressure can the beans. 12 pints later, at 2:30 in the morning, I finally sunk into bed. I got up the next day and canned another 12 quarts of green beans. It was a lot of work, but if you read the instructions, relatively easy. I called all the skeptics and said, if I knew that it was going to be this easy, I would have bought a pressure cooker canner a long time ago. I've since canned a number of things, including turkey spaghetti sauce. Canning is a lot of work. It takes a lot of preparation, patience, and determination to not quit till the job is done. Similar to our relationship with God. We have to work at it. You know, if you were to get married to someone and never spoke to them, never looked at them, never tried to find out anything about them, you would not have a marriage, let alone a relationship. Why get married then? The way to know God's heart, character, and mind is through His Word. The way to have a relationship with Him is by talking to Him through prayer. He will lead you and guide you through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verse 13 states, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." Let's go into the kitchen. Seeing ourselves as a jar for canning, here are some of the things I learned while canning. Some foods, such as tomatoes and some fruit, can be canned very easily in a hot water canner without pressure. They have enough acidity for preservation. I find that those who stay in the Word and walk close to God and have a personal relationship with the Son, Jesus Christ, may get in hot water, people walk in the knowledge that He will bring them through. This seems to reflect to me our basic daily walk with God. Then there are times when our faith is being exercised and we are put under pressure. Maybe you are walking close to God and being led by the Holy Spirit, but now you are stepping out into an area that is not familiar to you, be it ministry, a new relationship, or personal growth. And it seems that, like canning, the pressure is getting more difficult to endure. There is a typical 10 pounds of pressure. Then there is a 15 and 20 pounds of pressure. Different situations require a different amount of pressure in order to get us through. Which one are you going through? This pressure affects all aspects of our lives. We can hold on, trust, and know that He who began a good work in you will complete it till the end, Philippians 1:6, and that He will never leave you nor forsake you, which is Hebrews 13:5. If you are out there trying to achieve things on your own, your lid is not put on properly, your helmet of salvation. Or if the air bubbles are not released prior to pressurizing, like your old sins or your old baggage, the danger of the jar exploding increases, which amounts to giving up and never realizing our goals and dreams. The Lord God, our Creator, knows that we are jars of clay. He knows just the right amount of pressure that is required for us to become good fruit. It is why He cautions us in John 15, verse 4, "Remain in Me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in Me." I want to encourage you to stay close to Him so that you can fulfill the plan that He has for your life. In Jeremiah 29:11, He promises, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I do not like to close our program without giving you an invitation to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you do not know Jesus, now is the time. The Bible clearly states that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can find that in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. You know, the penalty for sin is death. That's the sentence. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. This gift is based on a love so pure and perfect, one that I know you are looking for. Love, acceptance. Am I close? This journey of mine has taken me through some incredible experiences, be it in the kitchen or not. I have finally found love, acceptance, and meaning. And it's not based on how others see me or what they think of me. It's not based on whether I was loved as a child. It's not based on what I can do or how much I accomplish, but a free gift that if I believe, I can be saved. If I died tonight, I know where I would go. What is the wonderful answer to the solution? What is the hope to all that you're searching for? Well, I can attest to it. It is, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's John 3:16. Do you know Him? If you don't and want to know Him today, pray this simple prayer with me. "Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. You died on a cross to take my punishment for my sins. You rose to give me eternal life. Come into my heart and be my God, my Lord, and Savior. Cleanse me and make me whole. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen." If you have prayed that prayer with me, send me an email to buffy@swordradio.com or write to me at P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and allow me to send you a new believer's packet absolutely free. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com to listen to more teachings and helps. God bless you, and until next time.